I was alerted by a listener to a situation about which I knew nothing and still know very little about, but you know, it's an engagement between business owners wanting to improve an area and the city, which in the view of the business owners seems opposed to that. So it has to do with adjacent rail sidings in the Epping industrial area. Those rail sidings take up, I'm told, a fairly considerable amount of real estate, and they have been disused for a couple of decades, and they are a big source of crime and theft in the factory premises in Epping. And Arnold Wellens is the CEO of Novart, a company that makes plastics. And Arnold, good afternoon. What have you been trying to get right?
Hello, John. Hello. I have had a meeting up to the start of this with the mayor 2 years ago, where we wanted to buy all the sidings and develop them to make better parking areas and so on, things that are hardly that very necessary here. And we actually worked out that if we would buy them, we could supply the council with 210 million rand for them to build extra houses, 1,400 RDP houses for the underdeveloped or underprivileged people.
Okay, so those rail sidings have no use. There is no chance that they might become useful again if rail starts to move in that area again. They're essentially a non-functioning bit of ground.
Yeah, well, I have been fighting with them. I've been showing them all sorts of pamphlets where what happened in other countries and so on. The whole world has done away with those sidings for fabricated articles. And it is absolutely an illusion of them that they might want to use them again. And it is such a pity to leave that land just lying there for nothing, for underworld to break into our factories in the night. And we could do things for the country, for Cape Town. We could
What would the plan be for the city to sell to who? Who's us?
We are the people that where the area lies in between our factories.
So this is an initiative that all the factory owners in that area are on board with?
Yes.
Okay. And the idea would be that you would pay the city a couple of hundred million rand.
Yes.
And then you would be able to build extra factory space on the area which you've just bought.
That's great.
And the money that would go to the city, I mean, when you talk about that, how many houses did you say, Arnold?
1,400.
And those 1,400 houses would be built in that area, or it would
not
just provide...
It would just provide
the money which could be used.
Just the money, yeah.
Okay. And the city says, I mean, I must just tell people that we did try to get hold of the city for a couple of days to respond to what Arnold is telling us without success. Why does the city say, no, we don't want your 200 million rand?
I don't understand it. They have given me, Mr. Johan de Goede last year gave us permission to give a proposal. And so we had several meetings here with all the landowners to figure out to distribute the land available and to make up a proper plan showing them the percentage that will be used for parking and so on. You know, all the details would be in our presentation. And that was given to them in February last year. And that was the end of the story. And they have had one letter from somebody from the council saying that the land is still, they may still want to use it again, the sidings, in the future.
Okay, Arnold, thanks very much for describing the situation to us. We are going to keep trying to get the city on because the story that you tell leaves me going, why on earth are the city not absolutely jumping on board with this? It seems like a real opportunity to make some decent money out of property which is not only not being used, but which is, well, it's not being used for productive purposes. It is being used for criminal purposes. It seems beyond belief that the city would turn this down, but we do need to find out their perspective, and we will keep trying.